Okay. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Sean.
And you're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast.
So when did you know you liked the kink, the spanking?
It took me a long time, actually.
Yeah, because you're a single mom.
Yeah, like 38, 39 years old. Okay. I mean, it took me a while.
Well, your kid is pretty much grown at that point, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
She must have read Exit to Eden.
I don't know. I woke up.
Well, you do. You know, and when you're raising a kid,
it's after a big certain event.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I found out that I was that way. So when I got married my first time, like the very first guy that I, because I've been married a couple times now, guys. But the first time I got married, he was the first guy that I had ever slept with. Mm. You know, it was before we got married, but I mean, he's the first guy I had ever slept with. After we split, I became a whore, you know, like I slept with all his friends and then I was out, you know, and I was 21 and I was having fun.
Yeah.
But then I met this guy on a plane going to Vegas and he became my friend.
During that time.
I didn't, right? We didn't do anything in Vegas. We just talked.
What happens in Vegas? It wasn't until we came back.
So you're saying sometimes it comes back and it's 10 years old.
True.
Or like, where were you?
Right.
Santa Monica?
But it was, right? It wasn't like that. It wasn't until we came back and we met at a work function.
There was a condom, but it broke.
But he introduced me into, like, you know, being 21, 22, he introduced me into the wild side. And it was like, it was so crazy that my one girlfriend
was like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I came back and I was like, oh, I probably should sit on an ice pack. She goes, why? And I was like, oh, I just had some crazy, you know, kinky sex. And and she showed her boyfriend.
Like the wild side of BDSM or like?
Like my
bonded
ass
stuff.
Was
spanked up,
was bruised, black and blue for 2 months.
Spanked up.
I've tried a little
I
bit of everything.
I can help you with that.
Everything.
So they have the ointment too. Some bruises go away faster.
I can help you with that. Arnica.
And that's where it kind of like
Arcan.
Mm-hmm. It was the best. Like it was the best eye opening, and now it's like I get. It sometimes is too much for guys, and that's what I found. It's like some guys are like, "Whoa, you are too like
well,
wow,
too much." That's too much. Why. I think because when you do get into the BDSM and it does become physical, that's when you have to change the environment that it's done in because they don't feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And it is borderline.
It's not for everyone.
What does BDSM stand for?
It is borderline abuse.
Basically.
I like it.
Someone answer that.
I don't
know.
No,
because I'm like, all of a sudden I'm over here. I'm like,
know.
I don't know
sex,
what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
I mean, down to fuck. I don't know.
BDSM.
It's interesting that we all use
maybe
it.
The listeners know.
Well, you know what it is. Well, the
bondage,
sodomy, and masochism.
You know. There you go.
Bondage, discipline, sodomy,
and masochism.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's interesting we all use it, but none of us really know what it stands
for. We kind
of
know
and a lot
some
of it
them.
Is about discipline.
Okay.
You know, like for me, I know some
bondage,
of them because
discipline.
I participate, you know, the bondage and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really into the other two, the masochism, you know what I mean?
Right.
In some of that part of
well,
it.
Well, that's not everyone.
But you can like do either one of those things underneath that.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's all about the individual
absolutely.
And the partner.
We do the S.
Absolutely. We do the S.
What's your
S? We do lots of them on there, but that's for a different show.
Right? Wait, what do you mean? No, it's not. It's for now.
What does that look like for you?
For me, it's been a while. I had a really great relationship for a while, and I enjoy exploring and figuring out what is fun for me and what is fun for my partner. But you have to really know your partner
right.
well. You have to be able to... It's not for everyone.
No. Have you ever been to a club? Like a
no,
BDSM
I've not
club?
Actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
Oh, you
and
should
I
go.
Will.
Yeah, you should go.
Because there's a lot of them.
Right.
But you have to have a partner. Like, as a woman, I would never, ever go to that kind
alone?
Of a party alone. I would want to have somebody with me.
Are you a dom?
I think sometimes I'd like to be the dom, and I am the dom, but I'd like
mean?
To be submissive dominant.
Be the dominant
well,
one.
Just
the one
controlling.
I'm just making clear.
What does that look
well,
like?
Controlling.
Dominant.
Yeah.
The one
it's
that
is controlling the situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's telling their submissive what they want. It's telling
right.
them what they're going to do.
And that's not always easy because
no.
not
it's
everybody
hard.
Is into that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, no, that's where you have to. Like, because if this is something that you really like in your personal life, then the person you meet is going to have to be into it too. Yeah.
Exactly. You have to be able to know them.
Right.
And there's a level there where you have to go to in order to figure out if you both are into this BDSM.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not everybody is into it. And it's kind of scary for some people. But,
yeah, right.
But when you find the right partner, it is.
It's fun.
Fun.
Well, because in that partner is usually a dom and a sub. The sub usually likes the pain or to be told what to do.
Exactly.
The humiliating part of the whole action.
I actually enjoy the male to be dominant because then I can open things up. And
well, we kind of think of males as automatically being dominant in our society.
Yes, but it's not always true.
And when you get into that sexual...
Especially when you're a dominant woman yourself. Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
Well, and sometimes when you're dominating in real life, you don't necessarily want to be dominating in the
bedroom.
Which
is exactly my
situation.
You
want to be dominated.
Me too. Yeah. I want someone to come in and take it. Like, I'll tell you, choke the shit out of me.
No, yeah, I agree.
I want all of
this. I'm not an instigator.
Yeah. And it feels weird to be like, hey, can you do this to me right now? Like, I want you to come in and just have your way with me. Like,
but if your man is not dominant in the bedroom, because sometimes men are very submissive in real life, but then they get in the bedroom and
they control.
Like, right, it is.
They take over.
That's very sexy.
And that's hot.
But you don't know that if you don't have the conversations.
Right.
You don't know that if you don't make the situation available, you know? Like, I'm a really direct person.
Yes, you are.
So if I was
you...
And
we love you for that.
I love it. If I was you and I was into spanking...
Right.
Because, like, what are your levels that you're into? You like to be spanked?
I do. I enjoy being spanked, but it has to be... a trusting kind of relationship.
Right.
Like,
right.
You have to really feel very safe with the person.
It's like that emotional attachment.
And when you're going to say enough, or you say your safe word, they respect
it.
And they stop.
And they're like, okay.
Consent. Yeah,
then.
They consent, yes.
But I like to be spanked.
Yeah.
But I feel like being spanked in the bedroom is different than also, like, you know, like, when you're in the bedroom, the, like, hormones and all that is, like, rushing through everything.
Yeah.
So it's a different level. It's not like I want someone to come up and grab like something and spank me right
no,
in the kitchen
like
while I'm cooking. You know,
process.
It's like you have to like start
think,
touching.
Well, wait,
and
what it depends on what you're wearing.
Well, that's true. If you're in the kitchen naked, that's a whole different story.
That's probably the only time I'm ever going to get my ass smacked.
Sans children.
is when I'm in the kitchen.
It depends.
Lock yourself in the room
Shayna
now.
And Sean.
I think it depends on the boundaries you set.
Yes,
absolutely.
Because when you're in that situation, it is a very much more controlled situation.
You're vulnerable.
Yes.
And you have to be able to trust the person that you're with.
And I don't think like... if you're doing dom and sub stuff, I think that is something that is way more planned out than
absolutely
spanking your ass until your cheek is pink.
Like telling me to train myself for anal sex is something that is very different than just having a spank.
Right.
Well, that's so different.
That's like jumping from level one to level seven.
So different.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But then you know what is coming your way.
Right.
I mean, that is also coming
when
in
he
the
tells you to train, you train.
Yeah, you say okay.
Okay,
I'm gonna train, and now explain to all of our listeners what training means.
So anal sex requires some strength
and preparation,
lots of preparation actually. Because if you're actually really gonna do it, you want to prepare yourself for it.
You want to clean. You want to
clean thyself.
So tell me, what do you enema?
Yeah.
Or do you douche through the ball?
No
with the
enema.
Douche?
Enema to clean it all out.
So now let me ask you, when you are going to have anal sex and you're going to clean, do you do that in the morning? And then like the sex
is
in the evening?
Something like that,
so you kind of have your whole day. Now,
when you do that.
Well, exactly.
Well, because
you're being told this is a
dominating.
I'm coming over here on
like
this day,
and I'm
going to
fuck you
this
in the ass. So you need to train.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So that that nothing bad happens to you
because
the situation.
He respects you, and he knows that he wants this to be.
Right.
Come on now, let's do it.
Well, and
he
doesn't want to hurt you.
No.
He wants you to enjoy it.
Exactly.
And so
it is quite enjoyable.
And if they are very large, If they're very large, then they want to not hurt you because you're going to bleed, right. You're going to tear.
And that's why you have the training.
Okay. Right. See, exactly. This is very insightful because I, like, my first experience is, well, I was not prepared for it. You know, somebody I just started dating, and that's, I was not, it was kind of like, whoa, and he's like, just let it go. And I'm like, wait, ow, like, it hurts.
Well, and breathe. And
so, like, yeah, that's, I think, training is a good, could be very enjoyable. Yeah.
The D, discipline.
Yeah.
Because you really do have to think about it, and you have to process what's going on. You have to be in control of your body.
Right.
You have to listen to him. And you have to be enjoying yourself.
And oh my God, when you enjoy yourself,
that's where you can enjoy it. That's where you can loosen up and accept it and take it.
Shayna, you're in trouble later.
Look.
Hey, now.
Go together. Have you worn that leash? Sean is putting on a leather collar right now.
That looks good on you, Sean.
Has a leash that goes with it to be led around.
Well,
and then I'll
I'm not ready for the leash.
I'll smack your ass with my
slut. This
one, it leaves a mark.
Oh, yeah. I bet it does.
It's S-L-U-T.
I had one of those way back when.
Yeah.
Because I am. It's my alter ego, though, just like your alter ego is Olivia.
Right.
This is my alter ego, and during the day, I am not this way at all.
Right.
I'm very
professional. It took you a while to figure out
exactly
your alter ego.
I'm very professional during the day.
You
are. I'm very disciplined. I know what I have to do, but at night, girl.
I want to come hang out with you at night. I want to see this.
I am the queen of space.
I love 50 Shades
that's
of Grey.
And that's the thing. I love, like, I've listened to 50 Shades because I'm like, man, I really want someone to do
it's
this.
It's been a long time, though. It's been since October. So I've not had sex since October, but that's okay.
Right.
Because it doesn't, like, I'm kind of a disciplined person in a way, in the sense that there's a lot of dick out there.
There is a lot of dick out there.
You can have a lot of dick. But
you can have all the dick.
But there's like a very...
That's yucky dick, though.
Ew.
You don't really want all the dick.
No.
You can have all the dick.
I don't want,
but you don't want that dick. All that dick, right?
It takes... Spiritually, it affects you. When you have a sexual relationship
absolutely.
With somebody, you
it's
are
such
spending...
such a hardcore energy exchange.
And so you have to be
and sometimes
very
they're just stealing it.
They are stealing it.
I feel like it's a special situation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like, you just don't... I don't know if I can have sex with somebody that I don't have an emotional attachment to.
Right.
Unless you're drunk, then
still, because I'm smart enough.
Sometimes
with the STD
world, true. Let me ask you a question.
To be like, true. Back off.
Now
has
I'm like
any
that.
Of you girls ever just met the dude at the bar, took him to the car, fucked him, said get out of my car, and then drove away?
No.
No.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to drink.
Well.
Atta girl.
You know what? I cannot.
Just you, baby.
I said, I'm going to drink.
You dirty slut.
I did.
You're the OG.
Never have I ever.
That's what I say. Never have I ever.
She's the OG. I never went to the bar and did that. But I like went on a first date.
I mean,
that first date went into straight into
to sex
and anal and everything like that.
And then
I was like, all right.
And then the condom broke.
Damn it.
Was that your only time?
Seriously.
Really?
Times, and that was it.
And then you had, and then you just were like school mom.
He was so messed up in the head that I kind of gave him a release ticket in a way. Like I told him, like, this is, you can't, he's so mentally, he's not there. And he would not have been helpful for me or for my daughter. And so the situation was one night.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child
you
from
do
it.
What's right.
You have fun.
You do what
night,
you
though.
Know.
And
you
I
need
know
to do.
That I... This was meant to be. This was something that I needed to have that I probably would not have had this in any other situation in my life.
Right.
And I was blessed.
Yeah.
I was fully and completely blessed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was 28 years old. My best friend told me, you know what? There's no reason for you to have an abortion.
No.
There's no reason for you to cease what is going on.
Right.
And then it all kind of happened, and I was okay with it. I was at peace with it.
Yeah.
And now, at 49 years old, I'm a bit of a freak.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I like it.
Right. Which you probably would have found that younger in your life had you not had your baby.
I was too immature at that time.
But wait, hold on. I want to talk about the whole abortion part.
Okay.
No, I'm going to bring that up. Like...
What so, about it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How did you feel about it? Did you?
She didn't have it.
I think. Well, because I was 28 years old.
Yeah.
Well, right.
And I was an RN at the time, and I was making good money, and so I just felt at peace with the situation, and I knew that it was going to be okay.
Yeah.
I am very pro-choice.
Right.
I think that a woman has a right.
I agree.
But at the time, I was
very much at peace. Well, I feel like you have a responsibility.
It's true.
If you're going to take the time
absolutely
to get poked.
Yes.
Without a condom.
Yes. The condom was there, bro.
Right. Then the condom broke.
Really?
It was old.
You gotta take responsibility for this.
How long had he had it in his wallet?
His MF wallet.
You kept it in his,
That always makes it, like,
you know, at that moment when you see him pull it out of there, you're like, am I still gonna do this or not?
Yeah. I'm so drunk. Let's just get it.
Let's do it. That's what we do. Motherfucker.
Come on.
Let's just get it on. I put the damn thing on at this point.
Let me just say, it's unfair that it is only our responsibility solely.
I agree. And you know, they're almost close to getting birth control for men.
That's what they've been saying for so many years.
There are certain circumstances. There are certain circumstances.
For what?
Abortion.
Oh, well, of course. There are. I don't think that is the time to discuss this right now.
Fabulous.
But there is absolutely a time and a place and things happen.
We have those
and
they
laws. Okay. Right. Right.
That's why I have the ability, that the choice.
Nobody but that woman gets to decide what she should do in that moment.
Absolutely.
Nobody has to push that watermelon out but her and take care of it from that day forward until someone dies.
Exactly.
Because that's what happens when you have a kid. Nobody has the right to tell you what to do. You do what you feel is right in that moment. And then you live with that decision either way you go.
And you follow through.
Forever. Absolutely, man. I mean, that's just, it's like, come on. You persevere.
I'm not going to lie. I still think that, you know, you shouldn't be able to have a child until you pass some kind of test.
Yes.
Because people that should not be having no babies.
You go to counseling.
Oh, yes. Amen. Oh, my God. I totally agree with that.
Why
too.
Is the crazy girl popping out a baby?
Number 10.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the worst part. And if you
and then they don't even take care of their baby.
No.
Like, I don't know.
And they do crazy ass shit.
Yes, we know
how do you know you're not pregnant?
Right.
Well,
and you go into the hospital with stomach cramps.
I can understand. Oh yeah,
and you and your stomach cramps.
36 weeks.
It was because you're having a baby.
Well, I know somebody that actually happened too.
I am that baby.
That the thing is that this girl was that bigger girl, and she had
my mom was over 7 months pregnant when she found out she was pregnant with me.
Holy.
And she
did
found
she not
out,
gain weight?
Nope. And she found out
no
through,
symptoms.
She had a spotty period every month.
Sure.
No, and so I was number five.
No, that's not always a
I'm kid number five. And it was like, no.
Nope. She didn't know because you were kid number five.
Kid number
you just
five.
Walked on out.
Pretty much.
She's like, I'm here.
She had an x-ray.
Oh man!
And they told her you're pregnant.
In there.
And they told her about how pregnant she was.
She's 7 months
she shit her pants.
And then she went to the doctor. She was like, "My God!" Like my mom didn't even name me. Her best friend named me.
That's
because everything happened so fast. And my mom and I didn't move. So like I have this little fold on my ear. I never moved.
Never moved.
I laid down my right side the entire.
Disciplined.
Which is why I think I have. Shit issues with my right muscles side. On the right side of my body. But I laid on my right side the entire time. And she goes, you were so quiet that entire time, that entire 9 months. And then you came out and you never
and you
stopped moving.
I'm going to cry now.
But it happens. I mean, that happens.
It does. And like I said, I knew a nurse and her daughter had stomach issues. And she was a bigger girl. And she always had severe, like, IBS and, like, Crohn's.
Right.
And, all and that is a lot of, it's really painful.
It hurts.
And she had, she was being a bigger girl. She didn't gain any weight, really. Like,
yeah.
And she was like, man, my IBS has really flared up. It's hurting so bad. And, like, nope. She was crying. They called the ambulance. They're like, could you be pregnant? She's like, no. Like, I haven't had a period in like, 10 years, you know, blah, yeah. blah, blah.
And you could still get
that
pregnant.
Baby and they're was like, coming
you're,
out.
You're having a baby right
36
now.
She had
weeks.
It right there yeah. in the ambulance, right there.
Oh, I freaking out.
You're having
an that shit it's happens. It's
that's
real.
How, it does. That's how I met this woman, because my daughter was a NICU
yeah.
baby. And this lady had a NICU baby, too. And I was like, how do you not know?
Right.
Like, that's crazy. You don't. How do you not know your body
well
enough?
I do think, denial. Though, when there's making when you changes, have issues like that, though, I think it can
trauma.
Be.
And it can honestly trauma. Be it with the trauma. Placenta, where the placenta attaches. If it attaches to the front, like, I think, I guess I'll find out on Thursday, but I feel like that my that I think she is attached towards the front, because I don't necessarily feel kicks.
Ah,
I you and you won't if you're
no alien
different,
hands
you won't
coming
feel
out
any
yet.
Of that at first.
So what
you
trimester
just,
are you in?
I'm in the second. So
okay,
yeah. So it's gonna get stronger. But I mean, and your placenta can move.
Oh.
You know that it can move throughout your pregnancy.
So, now,
so if it's in the front, it can end up going.
So how far
the
away from your third trimester are you?
Oh well, gosh,
21 weeks.
I have no idea.
I'm at 21. I think it starts
weeks?
At 26 or something. 27
yeah.
ish. So I'm rounding
no,
the end
weeks,
of the.
Yeah. Okay. You're I didn't have a third trimester.
Are you in the...
Well, neither did my mom.
NICU.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
I thought.
I'm an RN.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm medical too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why we're freaks.
That's why there's such a connection.
We're all business we during the day, and then it's like
not
the lights go
night.
Out. And
it's so true.
It's out.
Wah, wah.
Like, you have to release it all.
Well, I told Troy, I said, man, these are the best bras ever, because right now my boobs are, you know, sore, heavier. They have to be in a bra. I'm like, look, it's a nursing bra. I can just flip it out. My tits hang right out. And
yes.
I don't even have to take it off.
Like,
yeah.
I love it. Sprinkler head, sprinkler head.
Spades, baby.
So this is what you train with.
You start it smaller, is. Though, right?
Or well, you do.
I,
so.
I mean,
I'm like, I thought there was different sizes of plugs.
There are.
And you know
you
want to
see the one I found in the bedroom upstairs?
Oh, in Mama's
wow.
room?
Kind of, but not really.
Wait, was it Mom's plug
I
or Ariella?
So. Nope, that room was empty
Shana,
when Ariella left.
I see it, but I kind of don't.
Sean, how does
well,
that make you feel
is.
That Mommy uses a plug?
Mommy uses a plug.
And it
oh
was
my gosh.
Littler.
That's kind
it's silicone.
Small.
It's much littler.
It's small. I have one.
Did you clean that?
Yes.
I know. I'm like, I'm scared.
My shit.
I cleaned it so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, man.
It's so, fun, especially if you have the right partner.
Right.
If you have somebody who really is like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Then it makes it even
more fun.
Exciting for the person who's kind of more dominant.
Right.
But if you have to really spend some time getting to know the person, because not everybody is this way, and
right.
that's okay.
Right.
But then you say thank you next.
Right.
Okay.
Kind of
or thank
on.
You.
So
I would like
speaking
another.
Speaking of getting to know.
Exactly.
Because I, you know, I feel the same way, you know, with Troy and I, you know, being together for over 12 years at this point. Like, our sex life has definitely evolved.
Right.
How has it evolved for you and Sean? Like, like it's
right?
gotten better,
Mama
right?
Oh, my God.
Well, now
well,
the mama's out. But I mean, you know, Sean I'm sure you guys have always been freaky from the day
we,
one. But,
yeah.
I mean, has it increased?
Yes. Well, I think it always does.
Duh.
Or you dabble in different things, or you try different things. But we met under such a sexual pretense.
Right.
Straight out the gate. I mean, we took a week off of work when we came back after we met, and we didn't leave my apartment.
And that's why you guys like to be naked together all the time,
yeah.
because you didn't have to have clothes the first week you met.
And we met
love
really
it.
Naked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I first met Sean, I just kind of changed my clothes right in front of him and because I'm not modest.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't anything sexual. I'm just really not modest. And then he kind of dropped his pants in front of me, and he was naked, and I was like, I
hey,
fucking
like
this
that.
Guy. Yeah.
I like what I see.
And so
good
it
job,
just
Sean.
Turned into this, you know, really sexual thing.
Yeah.
And we were both in this place when we met. We had decided from that moment forward, we were no longer going to be anything but ourselves.
I love it.
Right? And so
super
it
authentic.
Was like, if this is what I like, I'm going to do it. And if you don't like it, walk on.
I think that's why I've loved you guys so much from day one, is just because you guys have always been true to yourself.
Absolutely.
Whether you know, Sean from with the day that I met Sean, like listening to him on the radio, I was like, man, I like this guy.
Yeah.
But then meeting you at the hospital, yeah. you know, like, and for you guys are the sweetest people I've ever met. I love the way you love each other.
Thank you.
I just. I told her, I want to be a Sean and Shane. Like, I love that because I love your sexual energy.
Everybody
you
likes
guys, you're like my soul couple here. I love it.
So, like, when you have a relationship, it takes a ton of work anyways, right?
Yeah.
But the number one thing you need to do before you commit to that, to the relationship, is do our dirties match? Do our crazies match?
Right.
You know, do our love languages match up? Sean is an incredibly touchy person. He has to touch me all the time.
Yeah. What's a love language?
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.